on this Monday. Let's check the agricultural weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us. What a gorgeous weekend we had, although I take it we're going to get a bit warmer over the next several days in our part of the world.
Well, Todd, I appreciate you having me. Yeah, this weekend's just, you know, gorgeous weather here in Illinois, and let alone much of the Midwest. That weather's not going to stay around for an extended period of time, as long as you don't mind warmer than normal temperatures here coming in. Again, not seeing anything extreme developing from a temperature perspective, but readings will be climbing into the warmer than normal category really starting tomorrow, and that will equate to high temperatures climbing into the 80s, as well as minimum temperatures in the 60s. That'll hold through the early part of next week before there's a little bit of a cool down here. Now, the hottest temperatures will be further out west. That will incorporate some of the western Corn Belt in Nebraska, Kansas, on into portions of the Dakotas. And so that's really going to be the hot spot, especially over the next week to 10 days. But for here in Illinois, let alone much of the Midwest, a little bit warmer than normal, but nothing too anomalous at this stage of early June.
I took a look at the recent drought monitors, and everything looks pretty good, though there is a pretty good size area of dryness across the western United States, not in the production areas particularly. Is any chance that that will spread?
Over the next couple of weeks, so through the first half of June, it will be spreading out into the plains and the far western Corn Belt. The next 2 weeks, with this upper level pattern that features a ridge of high pressure centered over the north central U.S., not only is that producing the warmer than normal temperatures, but also producing below normal precipitation. So there's going to be some expansion of that dryness in eastern Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska, Kansas, and western Oklahoma. We don't see that kind of core dryness moving directly over the Midwest, but it's certainly turning less active, you know, relative to, you know, what we've seen here in recent weeks.
Speaking of active, sometimes the Gulf of Mexico and the tropical areas get active. What do you see there?
Yeah, we do see the Gulf of Mexico turning a bit more unsettled here. And that's actually part of the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Amanda that moved to Central America from the Pacific this past weekend. That circulation will be moving into the Gulf of Mexico. And it has potential to spin up into another tropical storm here later on this week. Interests in Texas and Louisiana need to, you know, watch the development of this potential system here. And that also includes the port of New Orleans, and, you know, agriculture shipped out of there also needs to pay attention for this potential development. If there is any impact, it's likely not until this upcoming weekend or the early part of next week. So we have a little ways to go, but certainly something to keep an eye on this week.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us for the day.
You're welcome, Todd. Thanks for having me.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.